It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on our program, film critic Dan Hudak previews the 31st Miami International Film Festival. Chef Norman Van Aken stirs up A Word on Food, and our Broward Arts Calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinsky. Now, our classical contributor, Charles Greenfield, previews the performance excitement coming to Boca Raton starting March 6th.
While so much of classical music in South Florida generates from big-box venues like downtown Miami's Arch Center and the Frank Gehry-designed New World Symphony Hall off Miami Beach's Lincoln Road, it is refreshing to look north in March for an exciting 10-day festival of classical music, jazz, pop, dance, and books. Presented by the Schmidt Family Center for the Arts at the Meisner Park Amphitheater and the Cultural Arts Center in Boca Raton, the 8th Annual Festival of the Arts Boca takes place March 6th through the 15th. According to festival chair Charlie Seaman, quote, "This festival has truly evolved into a one-of-a-kind cultural celebration, bringing the best in music, dance, film, and ideas to South Florida." Recently, I spoke to Charlie Seaman about the vibrant roster of musicians, entertainers, and writers for the 8th Annual Festival of the Arts Boca. Charlie Seaman, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
It's my pleasure, Charles.
Tell us a little bit about the genesis and history of Festival of the Arts Boca. You're in your 8th season. How do you explain its popularity in drawing crowds from all over South Florida?
Well, Boca's a unique community, and we wanted to give it something that was a signature event in South Florida. And we looked around the country. We looked at the Aspen Music Festival. We looked at Santa Fe. We looked at Charleston. And it sort of evolved from that, something that we could anchor the cultural arts season around every year and feature our downtown, which is an important part of the community's future.
And the acoustics, of course, I imagine are quite good.
Yes, we've learned how to do it outside under a tent, and we've gotten rave reviews with Renee Fleming from most of the local critics, so we think we have that down.
Let's go right into the exciting schedule, kicking off March 6th with possibly the most endearing name in violin worldwide, Itzhak Perlman. You've described him as a, quote, once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's his third return to the festival, and he performs the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with festival music director Konstantin Kitsopoulos, who is conducting the festival orchestra Boca.
We're thrilled to have Itzhak back. As you know, in 2009, we celebrated his 50th anniversary of his first performance in the United States. And he likes South Florida. He likes Boca Raton, and it's a great pleasure for us to have him. It's a genuine pleasure. And for the community, it's a wonderful experience.
And the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto is not a complicated piece. It's warm, it's affectionate, and that's what he's best at.
And we think outside in the tent it will be very, very well received.
Now, March 7th is Dance Night with the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company. The program features the company's famed work, D-Man in the Waters, choreographed to Mendelssohn's Octet. More Mendelssohn. What can we expect?
Oh, it's just a fantastic experience. It's creative. It's dynamic. The music is spectacular and will be performed by the Bergonzi String Quartet. It's a night we've been looking forward to having for years, and we haven't been able to work it out until this year, and we're very pleased that we have them.
How big is the company in terms of dancers?
I think there are 11 that are going to perform in that range.
And they will be costumed in a South Florida way, or will it just be anything to expect in terms of the choreography?
We think that they will dress appropriately, but it won't be far from their minimalist leotards that they wear in their dance. They're much more emphasis on a little color and a lot of dramatics.
Very good. And now jazz, which is a major component to the Festival of the Arts Boca. You're bringing on Saturday, March 8th, a huge headliner, Arturo Sandoval, with the UM's Henry Mancini Institute Orchestra. Tell us about the man and the music.
Well, Arturo was once a great South Florida tradition. He's now on the West Coast. We had him a number of times. He performed both as a jazz performer and as a classic soloist. He's a wonderful person with our students that we bring to the festival. And we're very excited to have him in a tribute to Dizzy Gillespie. And we're particularly excited with our new relationship with the Henry Mancini Institute. And Monica Mancini is going to come in honor of Arturo's legendary status and the first performance of the Institute Orchestra here at the festival.
Looks like UM Music School and Festival of the Arts Boca are really beginning to work together nicely.
Our roots working with Shelley Berg, and they were involved and observed our Jazz Roots programs over a couple of years, and it's slowly grown into a relationship that's very exciting for us here in Boca Raton.
On Sunday, March 9th at 7 p.m., Perlman returns to the festival stage with the Florida premiere of Eternal Echoes with cantor and tenor Yitzhak Meyer Helfgott. It features liturgical and traditional works and new arrangements backed by klezmer musicians and a chamber orchestra. I think Perlman refers to the program as Jewish comfort music.
He does. And while it is also great traditional music and is attractive, I think, to people of all persuasions, it's really an unbelievable performance. And Perlman really gets into it. You know, we've had the Klezmer Conservatory band was here to honor Yitzhak and his anniversary program, and we're very much looking forward to having them come. We've seen the videos of it, and we think it's one of those special experiences that we're very proud to be bringing it to South Florida. And frankly, he's coming here because he's enjoyed the festival previously and thought it would be well received in the community.
Well, now, Constantine is back on March 10th with a very unusual evening with Daniel Levitin called Your Brain on Music. Are we going to get high on music?
Well, we're going to learn about what it means to be high on music. It's really, he's a very clever neuroscientist. He is a musician. He's an author, a professor. He's written a well-known book called Your Brain on Music, and it's really fascinating. I love music, but I know it from what I experience in my heart and my ears. And it's really interesting to hear him talk about how our brains actually deal with music. And, of course, there's all kinds of things that are going on about cognition through the musical senses. So we're very excited to have Daniel here. We're very pleased. And it's being supported by the Boca Raton Regional Hospital, who is this year opening the Marcus Neuroscience Institute, which is a big event for our community. So we try to work with other community organizations in putting on the festival.
Now, there's acrobatics Friday, March 14th with Cirque de la Symphonie. Tell us about these acrobatics.
They're acrobats like Cirque du Soleil, but they perform with really fantastic classical music with an orchestra performing. And when performed, these gymnastic tricks with Rimsky-Korsakov playing in the background is just electric. I've never seen anything like it. They performed all over the country. They performed at the Philadelphia Symphony recently, sold out 4 concerts, and we were very lucky to get them to come, and we're very excited. Last year, we had the Peking Acrobats, and we got a tremendous response from young families, and that's a really important group that we're trying to reach to get them involved in the great classical traditions of our culture, and this is another program that we think will do that.
And very briefly to end our conversation, Doris Kearns Goodwin has a group of people coming for your ideas and authors. Could you very briefly tell us about that?
Yeah, Barbara Schmidt, author and speaker, is going to talk about Viktor Frankl's Men's Search for Meaning. Anna Deavere Smith, actress, playwright, is going to speak. James Fallows is going to give us a talk about China. Geraldine Brooks, a prize-winning author, will speak on the art of the historical novel. And Doris will talk about her most recent biography of Teddy Roosevelt. And Doris, of course, is our distinguished writer in residence. She spends parts of each winter here in Boca, in downtown Boca. We're really glad to have her be a part of the festival every year, and it's an exciting program she's put together.
Well, Charlie, I want to thank you again for participating on South Florida Arts Beat, and I think that many, many people will be heading up north or even a little south for Festival of the Arts Boca.
Thank you very much, Charles.
The Festival of the Arts Boca 2014 brings great music and exciting new performers to the northern end of South Florida. Now in its 8th year, the ambitious program featuring classical, jazz, and pop music, dance, and orchestras combined with renowned literary figures can only grow larger and more popular in the years to come. it certainly belies the notion that the northern end of South Florida remains a cultural backwater. For more information, call 561-368-8445 or 866-571-ARTS. To purchase tickets, visit festivalofthearts.boca.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.